This is KUT. If you've followed Oprah over the past couple of years, you may have heard something about our next story. Sir Toto Copper has been around for almost two decades. The Austin-based cooperative makes handmade copper cookware and dishes. They, along with hundreds of other artisans this weekend, are opening their doors to the public as part of the East Austin Studio Tour. Jenny Dubin went to take a look.
Each one of these, you know, hammer marks is like a little letter in the words of the story of how this entire piece was created.
That's Jonathan Beal. He owns Sir Toto Copper. All of Sir Toto's products are made from recycled copper and beaten by hand. Everything from water pitchers and serving trays to high-end cookware.
The thing that I always talk about the work that first called to me when I first came across it from this itinerant copper peddler pulling hammered copper out of the back of his truck in Chihuahua is just this whole story about how the piece was created and made, and it wears it so just openly and honestly on the outside.
That was 1997. Beal had just been laid off from an internet job in Austin. On the road in Mexico, he never imagined that chance encounter would change the course of his life.
It was like I'd found some kind of lost art or something that had been hidden.
He picked up and moved to Santa Clara del Cobre in Michoacán, Mexico. For the next 2 years, he trained with master artisans to learn the craft.
My idea was that I was going to become an artist. And over the next kind of year and a half, 2 years, I kind of realized that making or doing art was really just more about doing what you want to do and being who you want to be. The whole artistic, creative aspect about this endeavor is that we're just kind of making it up as we go along. It's a story of constant creation.
What began on a whim 19 years ago has evolved into an international cooperative consisting of more than 30 artisans. But Beal says it's more than just a business endeavor.
The art is really just making it up as I go along, but also it's about kind of creating opportunity for myself and other people to do the kind of work they want to do with their lives.
Beal says he's proud that he's tapped into something meaningful by creating objects that harken back to another time.
Working in Mexico has given me a completely different sense of time and what is, you know, necessary for enjoying life and work. There's no way to really speed up the hammer just falling on a piece of copper. And so it gives us like a rhythm to life that's slower than, I guess, the modern pace. Although the modern pace certainly asks us to make a lot of stuff.
A few years ago, a friend asked Beal if he could make something he'd never heard of at the time, a Moscow mule mug. It basically looks like a small pail with hammer marks all over, with a stainless steel handle.
It was my first introduction to kind of a pop cultural phenomenon.
Beal says orders for the mugs quickly began to multiply. In 2014, things went crazy when Oprah picked them as one of her favorite things.
Yeah, we went from, you know, just making four mugs on a whim to making 5,000 mugs within, you know, really about a 6 to 8 month period. And it's like climbing into a funny car and going from 0 to 100 in 3 seconds and really having no idea where the end of the track is.
But even now, Beal says he and the artisans work hard to strike a balance.
We're just trying to make something that people can appreciate for more than 10 minutes or a year, 10 years, and 20 years down the road, they can turn it over and see our touch mark on the bottom and come visit our shop over here in Austin 20 years from now.
You don't have to wait that long for a visit, though. Sir Toto Copper's workshop is open this weekend as part of the East Austin Studio Tour. Jenny Dubin, KUT News.